die on the cross for us, and you raised him from the dead by your Spirit. And Father, we thank you. We have a new covenant. We thank you that the Holy Spirit has been sent to be our teacher, our guide, our comforter. Spirit of God, have your way as we teach. Help us to teach. Help us to hear what we need to hear today in Jesus' name. And how do you feel about that?
Amen.
Amen. So be it. I'm in John chapter 7, and I've got enough notes here to pretty much teach a course. But I think I'm going to follow along these lines this morning and then this evening. Hallelujah. John chapter 7, and in verse 37, in that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and what? And drink. He that believeth on me..." How many believers do we have in here?
Amen.
All right. He hadn't gone to the cross yet. "He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Everyone say rivers.
Rivers.
Do you know God loves rivers?
Amen.
I said God loves rivers.
Amen.
Amen. And then he goes on to say, "But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." Amen. His disciples were not able to be born again because he hadn't died on the cross. But that was about to happen. But those that believe on him should receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? Let's just say his name. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Now, your Bible might say Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter. Same person. And I want to just remind us a little bit this morning. I believe that maybe sometimes that the Spirit of God is the forgotten person of the Trinity. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Are you there with me? Yeah, okay. Okay, how many started out with a real interesting day today? I got out of the shower and then discovered that my hairbrush decided not to come with me. So I started singing that VeggieTales thing. Where is my hairbrush? That's how much the church has changed now. We used to know the hymns. Now we know the VeggieTales songs. But that's all right. However we get it. All right? But have you ever had a day just start out and you kind of go, "Oh God," and it's not a prayer? Swept my glasses off the counter and the lenses went this way and that way. And I'm going, you know, good morning. A good morning. Aren't you glad we're not moved by what we feel? All right? And, of course, how many like mysteries? How many like a good mystery? I had one morning where back home where I'd gotten out of the shower. I don't have my glasses on. Everything's fogged up in the mirror, and I'm just kind of looking in there. And I'm going, you know, I brush my hair like this, and I grab the hairspray. And I spray, you know, just do this. And then I look like this again, and I'm going, "Why is my hair foaming?" Did I tell you about this?
No.
And I'm looking, and I get my glasses on, and I go, "What is going on?" I mean, I got foam on my hair, and I'm going... And that's when I discovered the great mystery that still continues in our house to this day. Who put the tub and tile cleaner in the place where my hairspray is supposed to be? The same size can. Do you know that stuff will burn the daylights out of your scalp? Ask me how I know. And I don't need anything negative going on up there in these years. You know what I'm saying? I don't need that. Yeah. Then I got to go preach within a half hour of that. Thank you very much. Anyway, I have not had a grout problem. And that's my testimony. Pastor, I'm done. Now sometimes that's a mystery. And you know what? Not one single person in our house knows how it got there.
It's a mystery.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But anyway, when it comes to the Holy Spirit, I'm a little concerned that we as charismatics or whatever we are, Pentecostals or whatever we are, I think we've almost kind of forgotten a little bit about that person that lives on the inside of us. The Bible says, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
Amen?
Amen? And yet we've almost relegated. When I say we, I'm saying the body of Christ, because I listen to what people say, and I read articles, and I read books, and I listen to songs, and everyone's waiting for the Holy Ghost to come again. They're waiting for him to come out of heaven. Listen, we had that down when I was a Methodist. And I wasn't even born again. We knew nothing. Now, if you're a Methodist, don't feel bad. I was raised in a Methodist church that just happened to believe nothing. They didn't believe in being born again because they didn't preach Jesus. They didn't preach him crucified. They preached him as a baby in a manger. Hello. So when I started getting around these Pentecostal, charismatic, whatever we are, how many know that a Methodist heart is not necessarily ready for some of the running, dancing, jumping, and teleokying that goes on? Or Shandai, whatever wave you came in on. And this little, hello, come on, you know what I'm talking about? But what we've done, I remember early on, we go around and people hear, hey, I hear you become a Christian. Yeah, Jesus is my Lord. And you got full of the Holy Ghost. And I go, I got it. Well, the Holy Ghost is not an it. The Spirit of God is God. And He lives on the inside of us. And in Ephesians 1, it says that Jesus has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. We've got the greater one on the inside. And Jesus said that there would be rivers flowing out from us rather than us waiting for rivers from heaven. God loves rivers. I say, what are you talking about rivers? There's a lot of river of God's Spirit. Tell you what, it will change a little bit further. It'll change a community. It'll change a state. It can do a lot greater things than that. How about a river of praise and worship? Can you imagine if we just ever tried to overdose on praise? Okay, we're just going to praise until we give up. I've been in meetings like that. Our Bible studies, when we first got filled with the Holy Ghost, our Bible studies started at 7 o'clock officially. People were there at 6. Everybody was there at 6. And our first break was at 11:30. And that was on a Friday night when you can't get anybody out to anything. And it just grew. And it just grew. Why? We jumped into a river. The Scriptures preach this. It's Psalm 46. Whose streamly place where the Most High dwells. He dwells in us. Amen? God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at break of day. The King James says that God will help her, and that right early. I like how it says that. And that right early. There is a river that makes glad the city of God. Guess where that river is? It's within us. Amen? But see, we have relegated the Holy Spirit to... Are you ready for this list? All right. We've called Him an it. We now think He's a feeling, because we don't believe He shows up until we feel His presence. Am I doing all right, or should I leave right now? No, it's... Okay. And people think of Him as a dove. They think... You see, you know, really the true anointing is the Holy Spirit. And we've relegated the anointing to a feeling. Amen. Well, feelings will come in line. I said feelings will come in line. But what if we only did things when we felt the Spirit of God? That's like me waking up in the morning after 34 years of marriage, 34 and a half. If I get up in the morning and turn to my wife and say, honey, I just don't feel married today. I guarantee you I would feel something. And she would demand that I walk by faith. But the Holy Spirit is neither Casper the friendly ghost, who just happens to show up when we worship and praise. No, He lives with us every day. There is a river that's available to every single believer that we maybe waded out into a little bit when we first, and maybe we've gone a little bit deeper. But folks, according to Ezekiel, there's a river to swim in. I said a river to swim in. Amen? And wherever that river touches, things start living. What about a river? Are you ready for this? What about a river of confessing the Word in our life? How about a river of sharing Jesus wherever we go? Amen. You say, well, we're waiting on something, on the move of God. And I may have done this before. Do you remember this? Because I ask in different places, how many would like to see a move of God right now? How many would like to see a move of God right now? Are you ready? How many want to see a move of the Holy Ghost right now? Okay, pay attention. You got to look up here. Doesn't that just quicken something on the inside? Yeah. God's not, we're not waiting on God. He's waiting on us. But there is a river. Out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let me share a little bit along this line. Sometimes it's humorous. God's got a great sense of humor. Amen. How about a river of tongues? Have you ever just tried to see how long you could pray in the Spirit? Ever do that just see how long you can go? And I remember I drove from Michigan to Tulsa, which was about 14 hours one time. I said, I'm just going to see if I can just pray in tongues the whole way. And I did. And I got there and I wasn't tired. And I didn't have to catch up on my sleep. And I had the Lord speak to me on that trip. And I was fired up when I got there. Amen? And so I find in the car, if I'm by myself, I'll pray in the Spirit. Because otherwise I start giving instructions to other drivers. Which could be the interpretation to my tongues. I'm not sure. Probably not. Probably not, because God's a lot more loving than my instructions. Okay? But I remember I remember the first time that certain things happened to me. Like, I remember the first time I got so full of the Spirit of God in a meeting, it did something to me. And when I say full, I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. But the speaker, who happened to have been a soldier in World War II, he was a German soldier, captured by the Americans, put into a prisoner of war camp, ended up in England, ended up staying there after the war because he got saved in the POW camp, and then married an English girl, and just stayed there. And when I got to know him, he'd been in the ministry for years. And so he was in America, in our hometown, or home area anyway. And I was sitting in a meeting, and there weren't too many people there. And he starts talking about being filled with the Spirit. You know? And his text was, you know, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And then it goes on into talking about husbands and wives there. Amen? Which means only husbands and wives full of the Holy Ghost. That's where it works, isn't it? When you get a husband and a wife full of the Holy Ghost, he'll love, she'll submit. Thank you. Thank you very much. but it is true. Amen. It says, before that it says, be not unwise what the will of the Lord is. And then he goes into it. It's the will of the Lord that we stay full of the Holy Ghost. Well, I'd not had that. I'd had a little bit of experience. Maybe I'll tell you that other part too. But I was sitting there and he's talking about staying filled with the Holy Ghost. And he'd talk about how he'd pray in the Spirit at different times during the day. He says, sometimes it's just like breathing. You just... And when he exhaled, he'd pray in tongues. And I'm thinking, I've never done that. So I'm sitting over here, and actually there was no middle aisle. There was just chairs, maybe 10 chairs. I'm on the end next to my wife. And I thought, that's interesting. And I started doing it while he's speaking. Only I'm doing it real slow. And I did it. He spoke for about an hour. No, he never got to an hour. No, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't go that long. Because right about halfway through what he was doing, I got tickled. When you're full of something, it comes out. Whether it's anger or joy or pray, when you're full of something, there's a lot of people full of something. But it comes out of your mouth. All right? And so all of a sudden, I just started getting... And I don't know what I was thinking about. All of a sudden, you know, you get those tee-hees and you can't stop. Well, I got over those right away. And all of a sudden, that full-grown belly laugh just goes... And it's out there. And I'm thinking, I've just ruined the meeting. Boom! I slid off my chair onto the floor. And I could not stop laughing. And I did not want to stop laughing. I was just having a good time in God. Amen. And then I thought, all this time, my mind is going, you're ruining everything. You're ruining everything. You're ruining everything. I don't care. You're ruining everything. You're ruining. And finally, after a long time, I guess it was quite a while, I got my eye open like this, and everybody is laying out, including the speaker, doing the exact same thing. So I felt better already. Now, what they got tickled about is that when I had slid off the end of the thing over there, I went onto the floor and they had an offering basket there, like one of those wicker baskets, and somebody had a tambourine in that thing. So when I fell, my head hit the basket and the tambourine came over my side of my face like this. I'm laughing on the floor going, chinka, 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 chinka. God's got this way of dealing with pride. You know what I'm talking about? Hello. I sure had a great time doing it. Actually, I've had that more happen at home than I have in churches. That's why I suppose. We ought to be full of the Holy Ghost. I said we ought to stay full. But you know, as a Methodist, I didn't know what I was doing. We didn't have the teaching of the Word as to yielding to the Spirit of God. I remember when, do you mind a little bit of testimony here? I just thought I'd just warm up a little bit, and then I'm going to get into, maybe later on, I'm going to get into the biggest fight you'll ever have to fight. All right? Maybe I'll get into some of that this morning. But along this lines of yielding to the Spirit of God. And I remember sitting on the edge of my bathtub believing God to be filled with the Holy Ghost, and nothing's happening. Have you ever done that? Come on. You remember when you tried to get filled with the Holy Ghost? I hope you had great teaching here, because we had none. We had no books. We had nothing. And so I'm waiting on something. And I'm sitting on the edge of the bathtub. And I did that faithfully for 2 weeks. Come on, God. I'm ready. I'm ready. Here's my mouth. Fill it. Here I am. I want everything you have for me. Nothing. And then finally, are you ready for this? Finally, it dawned on me, all right, I'm going to start. Amen. I'm going to start. I don't know what I was trying to get God to do. Found out later on I was being scriptural. Because I started to yield my tongue to something. And this is how I started. Knick. And that was it. Connect. Then I started to get free. Connect, connect. He said, did you feel anything? The bathtub was getting a little hard, but that's about it. Connect, 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 connect. Connect, 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 connect. Connect, 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 connect. That's all I had. That's all I had for quite a while. Connect, 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 connect. Connect. But I was yielding my tongue. Connect, connect, connect. I was doing something. Amen? Because whoever is in control of this tongue is your Lord. Connect, 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 connect. And all of a sudden, I don't know how long it was. Connect, 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 connect. And all of a sudden, I stepped over into a river. I connect myself over to a river. You've got nice rivers up here, you know that. Yeah, in other parts of the country, they call things rivers, and they kind of go, that's not a river, that's a creek.
Yeah.
Now, do you have creeks here or creeks? Okay, we don't have unity on that. Where I'm from, we were creeks. It was a creek. Of course, we called the river the Blivy, too. But anyway, that was something else. We got a nice river next, real close to our house. You know, you don't really understand what a river is all about until you're in the middle of one. Which I was a couple times this summer. And you see, a river will take you places. What is that force called in the middle of the river that carries you someplace? Who said current? Isn't that interesting? A current. I always like that word, current. Current. In the things of God, there's a current of the Spirit of God. How current are you on that current? You can't live off your bathtub experience of 37 years ago. Of connect, 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 connect. Oh yeah, I remember back when. I remember. No, 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 no. What is our current experience in the river of God? Amen? And that's like our brother's testimony today. He had something that was current, and it blessed the church. Amen? Folks, I'm telling you, we're living in the days right now when God doesn't want a stream. He doesn't want a trickle. He doesn't want a mud puddle. The very things that maybe we criticize the denominational churches are doing over the years. Oh, they're just dead and stale and they're not. No, no. We can get to the same place in our own spiritual life. That all we are is religious. Amen? And okay, now can I give you a little bit of a barometer as to how to determine where you're at? Can I do that just real quickly? You know, this isn't how I was going to do it. You know, so I'm going to just flow with what's going on here. Okay? Go with me to James chapter 1. I'm just going to jump right on into it. Everyone say connect. James chapter 3, I didn't tell you that? Did I say 1? Sorry about that. But if you were in the Spirit, you'd have known. No. Oh, by the way, years after that connect, 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 connect thing, I was reading an article and found out that that word kinnick or whatever was actually an Indian word from one of our tribes in this country that means father. So I was sitting on the edge of my tub going, Father, 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 Father. Father, 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 Father. And I laid hands on a Southern Baptist deacon out of a huge church that snuck over to our house one night in Tennessee. And he came over at night because he didn't want to be seen. And he wanted prayer about this one thing. And I prayed for him and God gave him a huge miracle. His business was like $3 million under, and they're going broke. And his wife had visited our church, and she snuck over at a night service. And then she said through channels, because he doesn't want to be known, he's a major businessman in that area, Southern Baptist. And so they come on over. Can they come over to the house? Well, prayer, business is going under. So he comes in the house. He's looking around like this as he's coming in, as if, you know, there's secret service all around, you know, that type of thing. He comes in. I pray for him. And, you know, my wife and I just pray for him. We had a heart for him. Hey, listen, everything you set your hand to as a Christian should prosper in the name of Jesus. I think it's within 2 weeks or 1 month. He landed one contract that put $6 million in his pocket. But the best part was that he left that house praying in tongues.
Amen.
He says, that's not tongues, 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 that's not tongues. Oh yeah, he was speaking in tongues. He didn't know it, that he was speaking Greek. He didn't know it. He had no idea that the words that he was speaking was Greek. I said, you know what that is? He goes, no. I said, well, this is a sign for you. Is that cool or what? All right. God's good. Well, folks, there's a whole lot of people out there that need to have what we have.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Now, are you ready for this? In James chapter 3, verse 1. My brethren, be not many masters or what? Teachers, one translation says, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation or judgment. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man. Now that's my scripture for using breath mints. If any man offend not in... Well, never mind. Are you guys all right? Did you guys get the tub and tile cleaner this morning too? All right. It can't be the rain that's bothering us, is it? No. I've been down in California and it rained and everyone stopped and said, what is that? And then they started pairing off. But are you all right? If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man or a mature man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever, great word, whithersoever, say it. You probably won't use it again this week. Whithersoever the governor listeth, or whatever he, wherever he wants to go is what it means. Now stop a second. Let me show you something. All right. Now this is teaching about the tongue, but the example here is that if a man can tame this and control this, it's real important. Gives a couple examples. How many have horses? Anybody in here have a horse? Okay, how many have a, you'll have a, in Tulsa. And, of course, he was a little dizzy before that anyway, but actually it straightened him out. He can shoot straight too now. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But 5 years old, they started getting there riding horses, just kind of pulling these horses around down there, what they call Rama Ranch. And riding those big horses by herself. I said, now listen, we won't control most of the adults. When she gets on there and she gets... I thought, well, that's my daughter. Answered the question I had about how she could twist me around all the time. She can. She rode all around and just messed it up with pencil. And I kept asking her, did you write in my Bible? And so she was about 5 when she finally... acknowledged it. So that's when I could basically deal with it. I said, now Dana, did you write in my Bible? And she goes, and I'm about to, you know, just give her the pencil in book message. And I'm about to get all over and she goes, but Daddy, it says I love you. Called a bit. Same thing that Eve said to Adam, and he bit. But that's a whole other story. All right. But he Whoever can control that bit in the horse's mouth can turn that horse wherever you... If somebody knows what they're doing with a ship, if somebody is steering that thing, it can turn your ship around. What it's teaching us here is that if you can control your tongue, it will turn your life around. Amen? Now let's just read on, because some of us need to have our lives turned around. Amen. And sometimes we need our lives just getting out of the parking lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right? And just get back on that where we should be going. Anyway, it goes on here. That clock is correct back there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. The tongue is a fire. Everyone say fire. A world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beasts, of birds, of serpents, and things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. But you know what? If this tongue is a fire that can be negative in your life, you know this tongue right here can be positive in your life too?
Amen.
But Brother Beebe says no man can tame it. Now, let's talk about the Holy Ghost. I've been in ministry for a few years, pastored for a number of years, and what I found out is that people say what they want to say and do what they want to do. That's what I find out. And I'm that way. But if they want to turn their life around, it's not necessarily just by laying hands on somebody. It's not by trying to wave a magic wand. You have to get a bit here. Amen? And you got to get... I found that the major areas that Christians... Not you folks. I'm talking about the church down the street. The main area where people have the most difficulty in yielding to God is when it concerns this thing right here. Now, can I give you another little list here? Can I just give you a list? Have you ever struggled with speaking in other tongues? Some have, some didn't. I did. All right. Confession of God's Word. Confessing the Word. Have you ever fought that thing? Have you ever struggled with confessing the Word? Do you have to be reminded every once in a while that you need to be speaking the Word? Yeah. All right. How about sharing Jesus with other people? That's using your mouth. How about worshiping God? When it's a sacrifice. Amen? That's when it costs you something. That means there's no feelings. Amen. I remember in my car when I told my wife-to-be that no, I know I'm supposed to marry you. I know it's the will of God, but your dad does not want me as a son-in-law. And I am not going to run away and get married. She wanted to. We're old enough. I said, no, when I marry you, I marry your family. I said, I have given my word to your dad that I would not marry you until I've got his blessing. And when I dropped her off that night, I said, we're just got to be patient and we're going to believe God that his heart will turn. Now, he was unsaved. One of the most bitter people I've ever met. He's in heaven right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. I remember getting in that car and my mind said, what on earth are you thinking? That girl wants to run off with you. That's a miracle. Thanks for not shouting amen. And everything in me said, what did I just do? I told her no. So I remember, and it was winter up there. I got in my car, started driving down this back road, And I just, his night, and I raised my hand, started worshiping God. It was a sacrifice. But that car filled with the presence of God. I knew I had done the right thing. So it comes down to here. Because you can't be mean to your family and be a good witness for Jesus. You can't refuse to pray in the Spirit and expect to be anointed when you share the Word. Do you see that? It's connected to the Holy Spirit. Now, can I tell you exactly what this is all about? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Hallelujah. Did I get too serious? Is Jesus your Savior? Is He your Lord? Before you shout amen so quick, let me ask you something. Jesus said, "Why call you me Lord, Lord? And do not the things which I say." Amen. What this is saying here, that the tongue controls everything. Jesus can be our Savior and still we deny His Lordship in our life because we won't yield this member right here to Him. Out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Where does it flow out of? Right here. Whoever controls this controls your life. And I just told you why it's so difficult for some people to confess the Word and pray in the Spirit. And you want to know why? What it's all about? It's a lordship issue because it's all about control. Whoever controls the tongue is your Lord. Jan, if you'll run, I'll run. I mean, to the car. Do you know, are you getting this? Is this all right?
Yes.
Whoever controls this is truly your Lord. Well, bless God, I'm not going to speak in tongues. I know. Just stay in control. But that river's not for you. You can cross a desert and stand on the banks of a nice river, but nobody's going to make you get in there and enjoy it. How do you enjoy it? Right here. You start yielding to the Spirit of God. Amen. You confess God's Word. You pray in the Holy Spirit. You tell other people about Jesus. Amen. Yeah, but I'm not called to do that. So you're not going to put the gospel in your mouth, right? No. That's not me. That's all right. But you're under control. You're in charge, not God. Now, what's going to happen to a church like this? What's going to happen to a community with a church like this? When everybody gets full of the Holy Ghost and jumps into the river. Amen. God's pleased with rivers. God likes a river in your life. Amen. You say, I don't want to become a fanatic. I know. That's all right. Keep control. But I'm not talking about just running the aisles. I'm talking about running across the street and reaching your neighbor. The Bible says that the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. You getting anything out of this morning? It's getting real quiet. I'm about ready to give an altar call.
Amen.
Because we just might need to stir some things up. Amen. Worship was wonderful this morning, by the way. There's a river here. But you know what? It's good to have another river. Have it flowing. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's stand up. I think we're just going to pray for people right now. Hallelujah. How about a river of healing? How about a river of financial prosperity? How about a river of the blessings of God all the time? Well, then you got to get into the river that He's talking about. You know, it's not about, okay, I will commit my life just every other Sunday. How about every day? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Holy Ghost, I've done my best to obey You. And Father, You'll confirm the Word with signs following. Hallelujah. 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 Without anyone looking around, especially husbands and wives, how many need to let God have their tongue back again? Yeah. Go ahead, put your hand down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rivers. Rivers. If you're here this morning and have never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to give you an opportunity to do that before we go on and pray for others. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He was raised from the dead for your justification. When you receive Him, you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, a miracle takes place in your heart. When that happens, you know it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Is there anybody here this morning that's never had that miracle take place of what we call the new birth? Is there anyone here that says, I want to receive the Lord this morning. I need to get saved. Is there anybody at all? Ushers, are you helping me? Is there anybody that needs to come back home to God this morning? Do we have any prodigals here? Any prodigals here? Hallelujah. Now I want to give this invite. If you've never received the baptism in the Holy Spirit that Jesus was talking about in John chapter 7, this spake He of the Holy Spirit, that they which believe on Him should receive. When you're full of the Holy Ghost and yield your mouth to God, you will speak in other tongues. Hallelujah. And we're living in a day when we need to start talking about these things again. Or we're going to miss a move of the Spirit. Or we're going to miss a move of the Spirit. Is there anybody in here that say, I want to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues? Is there anybody at all? Don't be embarrassed. Hallelujah. I had a sense while I was ministering that there's those here that have not done that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many feel loved this morning?
Amen.
You know, I always like messages that tells me what God's done for me in a covenant. I love those messages, and I teach those all the time. But the other side of a covenant is when God comes in and He says, oh, by the way, I've given you all these things. Now I'm asking you to do some things for My sake.
Amen.
That's one of these messages. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So anybody have trouble in hearing this morning? Hearing. Hearing. Is there trouble with ears? Hearing. Okay. Put your hand up. All right. Several people. I'm still looking. Because when I was getting ready for this message, I saw somebody. Hallelujah. Maybe they'll be here tonight. Hallelujah. Whoever's around those people with their hands up, okay? There's hands up. Here's a sister. You had your hand up, is it? Just keep your hand up. We're going to pray for you. Sister right back there. Amen. See her back there? People around her? Turn around. Look. People with their hands up. This is the body of Christ. This is the body of Christ. Amen. There's a sister right over here with her hand up. Hearing. 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 All right. Okay, you too. Okay, sister right over here. Hearing. All right. Go lay your hands on these people, folks. You're the body. All right? All I'm going to do is I'm going to speak that precious name. I'm going to speak that precious name. In the name of Jesus. Is everyone else praying too? In the name of Jesus, we take authority over whatever the problem is in Jesus' name. And we command that problem to go. Whatever it is, in Jesus' name, it now has to go. And we speak hearing and recovering to those ears in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen,
amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pastor Jan, I'm done.